Of course. The first touchdown pass, you know, we were trying to sprint out to the right. We were trying to get the ball to Hop in the flat. And, you know, he wasn't open. The Packers did a great job of covering him initially. And then, Griff did a tremendous job of selling an inside route, getting vertical, and headed to that back pylon. You know, he ran a great route against the safety. He was able to get some separation, and really I just had to float it over one linebacker, and Griff made a heck of a catch to get that first touchdown. Second touchdown was just obviously we were in a bit of a desperate situation. We needed to score quick. We needed two scores late in the ball game. You know, we recognized that Green Bay was playing a cover two type defense, and you know, it was a great play by Hop. You know, I pumped the seam inside to try to get the safety to, you know, bite on our tight end CJ, and Hop found the hole, and fortunately I was able to get it over the corner into the hole before the safety could get there, and Hop did the rest by making a great play and getting that ball into the end zone. That's exactly how it feels. Without even watching the tape, I already know of a couple plays where it's just we're this close to, you know, having a big play downfield, having a touchdown, an explosive gain, and you know, we're tired of being close. We really are as a team, and we're all able to see it on the film. We see it on the film every single week that we're so close to turning that corner, and you know, shoot, if you guys think you're tired of seeing it, we're tired of living it. But the thing I will say about our football team is nobody ever tucks their head. We always go in on Monday. We watch the film. We're honest with each other, and we strive to get better throughout the week. And that's all you can ask of a football team is to play extremely hard on Sunday, leave everything on the football field, and then go back to work and correct the tape and be honest with yourself in the following week.
Can you talk about playing in these conditions today?
Yeah, you know, it's classic Lambeau, you know, snow, cold, a little bit of wind. You know, it was expected. We expected it to be a poor weather today. But, you know, I view weather as one of those things that, you know, it's irrelevant. You know, you can't control it, so why would you worry about it? But certainly footing was a little bit different. You know, there was times the football was wet, you know, and there's nothing I could do about that. You know, you try to make the most accurate throw that you can. I thought the receivers did a great job of catching the ball. Tight ends did a tremendous job of catching the ball. So did the backs. And, you know, elements are, like I said, something that you can't control. You just try to make the most of your situation.
How do you personally
rationalize your own day without the offense? Yeah, you know, it's very frustrating. You know, obviously my job as the quarterback of this team is to lead this offense to protect the football and to score points, score more points than the opposing team. And today we weren't able to do that. And like I said, I feel like we're very close to exploding as an offense. And I've been saying that it seems like all season long, but it's true. We are 3-4 plays away from changing multiple football games. And so because of that, I don't think we can get discouraged. You can't. There's no time to get discouraged. All we can do is show up on Monday, be honest with ourselves when we watch the film, and then when we hit that practice field Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, go out there and treat those like games and strive to get better. Because moving forward, every game's a playoff game, you know, starting next week in Indianapolis, and we know how important every single week is. You know me. I'm looking at it the positive way. We're still 3-0 in our division. We have a divisional game coming up this week. You know, you can't worry about what's taking place in the past. All you can do is learn from it, make yourself better from it, and then resharpen those tools for the future. You know, we still have a lot of football to play, a lot of things to play for. And so just like I said, I'm going to watch this tape on tonight. I'm going to watch it on Monday. And then I'm going to look forward to going into Indianapolis and playing a great football game because there's a lot to play for.
You guys won there last year. Obviously, you weren't here. But I mean, this is going to be a big game. It's Indy. Texas only won there once before. Is this an opportunity for you to kind of get from 6-6 to 7-6 and kind of make your name with this team?
I think every game is important from this point forward, extremely important. Every single game is a playoff game. moving forward. So I can promise you that, you know, this team is going to get my best focus throughout the week. I'm going to prepare extremely hard. I'm going to watch film. I'm going to study our game plan. I'm going to treat this week like I do every single week, and I'm going to be ready to go come Sunday. Yeah, we're not down. You know what's taking place is what takes place in the National Football League every year for multiple teams. You know, I believe that the National Football League is all about how you bounce back from adversity. You know, are you willing to learn from your mistakes, admit to your mistakes, learn from them, and make sure they don't happen again? And we've really done that throughout the year. We've just had a couple unfortunate bounces these past couple weeks. But you know what? That's not going to get us down, because we know that there's still so much to play for. You know, our ultimate goal of getting into the playoffs is still in front of us. We can still accomplish that. So as a team, I expect us to go into the facility tomorrow, study that tape extremely hard, be honest with each other. That's the only way you're going to learn from it and improve, get a good workout, and then get ready to go for the Colts on Wednesday. You know, I love the call by coach. You know, it was a play I was very confident in throughout the week. You know, like I said, Hop was my first target. He was covered in the flat, and then Griff just did a phenomenal job of beating the safety. You know, finding some space for me, getting open, and making a heck of a catch. So, you know, hats off to Griff on that play. Absolutely.